Jesus tells in the parable of the sower how the seed of the word is assaulted by birds and weeds and sun.
Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September, A Martyr's Faith in a Faithless World.
This is the assault on our faith which the Lord wants to fight against and prevent. Some seed, that is, enduring faith, endures to the end, and the Lord teaches us how to have it in His Word.
Learn more about A Martyr's Faith in a Faithless World at issuesetc.org. We usually think of this book as something that sits in that specially made rack in the pew in front of us on Sunday morning. We take it out. We sing from it. We usually think of a hymnal as being a song book, but hymnals are usually far more than just a song book. And that rack there in the pew in front of you is not the only place that the hymnal can be kept or can be used. Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. While we were broadcasting from Concordia Publishing House's 150th anniversary luncheon earlier today, we had the opportunity to talk with Deaconess Anna Johnson, marketing manager for Concordia Publishing House and author of a column titled Equipping Families to Use the Hymnal at Home. We began our conversation by asking her to make the case for the hymnal.
When I think of the hymnal, I think about God's Word, because all the hymnal is a reflection of the words that God has spoken to us. And we know from Scripture that God's Word is living and active. And because the hymnal contains those living and active words of God, we know that it's relevant today, just like it was relevant when it first came out, for the church of all time and all place. And I think about all of those people, all of those saints who have come before us, and all of those saints who will come after us. And these are the songs we sing together. This is the song of the living church. And that's why the hymnal matters. It's what connects us while we're here on earth to that whole company of heaven.
Now, you mentioned the hymns, and when many people hear the word hymnal, they think immediately of the section that has hymns in it. It makes up a big part of the hymnal. But there's more to a hymnal, and in particular, the hymnal we're talking about, Lutheran Service Book, than simply the hymns. What else is there?
Absolutely. So the hymnal contains the psalms. It contains prayers, really, for any occasion. It contains, as we all know who go to worship on Sunday, it contains our orders of service. It also contains the catechism itself. So it's kind of this all-in-one book where we can have all the things we need for our spiritual life, either on a daily basis at home or weekly when we gather together in worship.
We think about the hymnal sitting in that pew in front of us in the hymnal rack, but the hymnal, not only this one, but all hymnals have always been meant to be used both in church and in the home. How would you go about reintroducing the hymnal in the Christian home?
Absolutely, great question. So when I think about it, I always encourage people to start with what you know. Start with what you learned on church on Sunday. Start with the readings you heard in worship. Start with the hymns of the day and just reinforce those throughout the week. It's pretty easy and simple to do. Once you've kind of gone past that main area, then you can also go move into other things. So one of the other things the hymnal contains is the daily lectionary. So just put a little bookmark in your hymnal there. It gives you readings for each day. Select a part of the catechism to read. Start with hymns you're familiar with. Maybe that's Silent Night. Maybe that's Onward Christian Soldiers. Maybe that's Mighty Fortress. And then just turn a couple pages either way. Repeat those hymns and start learning new things. It's something that's very flexible and adaptable, even if you're not familiar with it right now.
Are there things in the hymnal that could be useful for families that have small children?
Absolutely, I think so. So one thing we know about small children is that they learn by watching the people around them, and they also learn through repetition oftentimes. So the hymnal contains a daily order of prayer for individuals and families. I'd encourage all families, especially with those with young children, to start there. Start getting to that daily routine so the little ones can see mom and dad modeling those prayer habits for them. And then use hymns they know again. Use their favorite hymns, their favorite songs, and learn those in church, in Sunday school, wherever they are. And they will grow and learn with the hymnal.
I think an activity that many people don't associate directly with the hymnal is individual or family devotions. They think, well, we got to have a devotion book or something like that. But the hymnal can be used for that as well, can't it?
Absolutely. So I believe it's page 294, 295, around there. There's just a little order of prayer you can use. It has psalms you can use, suggestions. anything really you want to do. It's a great outline for your personal devotional life, just to start there on that page. And then you can use the elements we talked about earlier. You can flip to the catechism. You can flip to the Psalms. You have everything you need right there. You don't have to go flipping through different books. You have God's Word with you really wherever you go, anytime you open your hymnal.
In the congregation where I serve, we give the small children who are just beginning to become readers a resource called My First Hymnal, which is made just for kids. Talk about that a little bit, if you would.
Yeah, so My First Hymnal is just really the regular hymnal condensed. And what I love about My First Hymnal is, just like the regular hymnal isn't just hymns, My First Hymnal has orders of prayer. It has the church year in it. It has prayers, the Lord's Prayer, the Creed. It has all those elements in a more digestible form for small children. So if you look at My First Hymnal, you'll see some of the hymns maybe have just a couple verses or a more simple melody line. It also has artwork and illustrations that guide the reader through the church year. So even if you have those young learners who might not be able to read the words yet, it has the symbols, it has the colors of the church year to get them introduced to the regular hymnal when they grow up.
We're listening to a conversation recorded earlier today at Concordia Publishing House's 150th anniversary luncheon with Deaconess Anna Johnson on the hymnal and family devotions, the hymnal in your home. When we come back, we'll talk about the hymnal as a lifelong resource for devotion and involvement with God's Word.
The Faith, Once for All, Delivered to the Saints. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House. Listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House. cph.org.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues, Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to 8th grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're coming to you on this Wednesday, September the 11th, talking about the hymnal in your home. Deaconess Anna Johnson is our guest. Our conversation recorded earlier today at the 150th anniversary luncheon of Concordia Publishing House. It continued with her talking about the hymnal as a lifelong resource for connecting to God's Word.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about even how the hymnal is organized, we have the hymns organized by the church year, but then it's also organized by all the events you would go through in your Christian life. We have baptism hymns, confirmation, weddings, funerals. We have all these things, but then we also have hymns depending on what you're going through in life. We have hymns for hard times, hymns to celebrate the church. Really, the hymnal relates to whatever situation you're going through, and that's what makes it worthwhile. You can go at any point in your life, go back to that hymn, remember where you were, what you were doing, and who you're with. And I think that's why those hymns are so meaningful, because you associate them with an event of God's people gathered together.
One of the most useful things that I think we can do in the home is return to the practice of singing the hymns of the church in the home, the same ones that we're singing in church. So how would you go about introducing that practice in the Christian home again? Let's learn some hymns.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I think the easiest and simplest thing to do is look at the bulletin every week. This can be the pastor or whoever's in the church office. Check out the hymn of the day. Just suggest that to families. Maybe send a bulletin insert or handout home that says to use that hymn, has the text with it, so that families can use that. And then you can also send weekly emails or communications also to follow up with that hymns. Follow up using the scripture verses. Combine the hymns and the scriptures together so that people can reinforce the stanzas. Maybe just one stanza at a time, one verse at a time. And then by the end of the year, they've learned 52 new hymns just by picking that one hymn of the day for a whole year.
Would you suggest that the pastor explicitly on Sunday morning tell people, hey, folks, the hymn of the day is not only to sit right next to the sermon, it's for you to take home with your family?
Yeah, I think, again, like we were talking about with small children, they need their parents to model. Often pastors benefit most when they're modeling for their congregation. So when they make those suggestions, people take that to heart. A personal recommendation is always better than just kind of a blanket announcement or insert. And the fact that the pastor not only is suggesting those things, but also following up with the members during the week is really that kind of 1-2 method for making sure that people know this is something that's important and know that just as God's word is important, just as catechism is important, so also these hymns, these songs of the church are important.
I was recently having a conversation. I was making suggestions about what a father of the bride could give to his daughter or his son or father of the groom. And I thought, you know, why not, along with the family Bible and the catechism, put the hymnal in their hands too? How could that help a young couple just starting their lives together, building a home? How could the hymnal help them?
Yeah, that's a great example, because I think we often think of families as, you know, mom and dad and the kids, but really that practice starts as you're an adult, as you're a couple, getting into those regular habits and routines. So I think having that as a gift is really important. It's a great thing to model. And it can also help the couple. It doesn't have to be a different recommendation each day or each week. It's the one thing you can use, the one thing you can go to anytime, any situation.
Deaconess Anna Johnson is marketing manager for Concordia Publishing House and author of a column titled Equipping Families to Use the Hymnal at Home. Deaconess, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
On our return, it's time to go through listener email and the issues, etc. comment line, that email address, talkback@issuesztc.org, and the comment line, 618-223-8382. Stay tuned.
Our cities are some of the greatest mission fields on the planet, but the footprint of the church is shrinking. We dare not shrink from our cities. Christ is needed now in our urban areas. From chaos, turmoil, decay, death, and destruction, Jesus brings peace, hope, resurrection, eternal life, and rebuilding. And you can help by being a hero for the city. Find out how at lcms.org/citymission or on Facebook at LCMS City Mission. Every city needs a hero. Capes and helmets not required.
Looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills, too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the gift of Latin today. To order, visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR9. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Theology for blue collar, white collar, and clerical collar. You're listening to Issues Etc.
What is the Lutheran Witness? Simple. It's a monthly magazine on faith and life, theology and culture that helps readers interpret the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective. Filled with expert insights, good writing, and inspiring stories, it also provides essential church information for LCMS members. What is the Lutheran Witness? Simple. It's the flagship periodical of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and it has been for more than a century. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe today.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore. Thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority, they've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. Thecleaningauthority.com.